All right. A huge shkoyach to the current shir in the lead of our contest. I think everyone here has participated too.
When does it
doesn't mean you won yet.
When is our winning decided?
Like, kind of like the timer? I don't know. When I decide. All right. Simon Tov didn't inspire me so much this week, but that's mainly because since we've had a campaign, I've been really, really busy. Maybe normally I don't work so hard or at all, but I've been very, very busy, so I haven't had an opportunity to see my main man, what he's up to. But I wanted to discuss that there's going to be a little bit, building up a little bit what we discussed last week, but there's going to be defining points in your life. Even you, Shulman, even you're going to have defining points in your lifetime. That you're going to have things that, like, you're going to know because you did that. It's like you are what you are. And I really do believe, and, you know, it's, you know, more or less, you know, it's not really true, but more or less, you get 80, 85 guys that come in Shanal, and, you know, sort of like one of my rebbeim actually told me when, you know, started dating, he's like, you know, you have 100% of women, 10% are objectively good looking, no one can say they're not, 10% are objectively unattractive, and the other 80%, you know, that's like, you know, could go either way. You can take that however you want to take it, but that's what he said. So that's basically, like, you know, yeshiva is sort of like that. 10% of them are, you know, here. 10% are here. Then the other 80% are really all interchangeable. And however, and whatever they decide to do, whether that be Masura Kol, Zoom and June, June and Zoom, whatever it might be, everybody's life is, you know, you can be you and the other guy. Like, you know, it's just whatever decisions you're going to make are going to determine, you know, where your life takes you, you know, what kind of person you marry, what, you know, your children, your entire lifestyle, communities, etc. And as your life will go on, you're going to really have those moments that are going to, that are going to define you. You know, it could be like, you know, going swimming on Shabbos and finally becoming mature enough and just being like, I'm not going to swim on Shabbos. Or like, I'm not going to go to the beach to see, like, you know, during naked swim hour. Like, that's not like the hour that I'm going to make my way to the beach. You know. For those of you that live like when I grew up like in New York, like that's not really like it's not like such a thing that you go. Yeah. We talk about that after. When I growing up like in New York, you know, beach wasn't like such like a thing. Like it's not like not like a lot of New Yorkers can really go like out ever going to the beach. But I think like when Florida, when like you live, all right, relax. When you live on the beach, you know, it's just a different lifestyle. But you're gonna have moments. You're gonna have moments that are really, really going to define you. Rashamai told over the following story to me one time. I definitely have shared that when he came back Shanal, he said he's like exactly like every, you know, yeshiva guy, like every single one came back Shanal. He's like most guys came back Shanal. He said they're like we're in a much better place than he was. But he got together with a couple buddies. They went to have pizza. Now this is another thing that Simon told might question me on. Like if you wash on pizza, I know we have to have like everything needs to turn into a hack. But this isn't like a lacha station. So we're just going to say that we wash on pizza, like for argument's sake, like just to not have to have any machlokas. And at the end of the meal, some of the chevra said, okay, let's go get the car. And like they didn't get up to bench. And Rashamai said he wasn't going to bench. Like he wasn't going to do it. You know, it's hard. You know, we all have Yetzer Haras, and you know, and fitting in with like what the rest of the people do is like our biggest Taivan Yetzer Hara that any of us have. He said he wasn't going to. He doesn't know what came over him, but he decided. Like he knew, like years later, he would meet this guy Eli Waxman, who's just like the strongest guy he's ever met in the world. And he decided he was going to bench. And then he got in the car and he said he became the person he was because of that. Like he totally.
Am I going crazy?
But in any event, he decided to have that moment, and you're all going to have it in a month from now, less than a month from now, whenever that's going to be, or today. You know, every single moment we have that, like, you know, it's life defining moment. I was like, you know. There's a few people here and there that like notice that like they acknowledge they want to be better at brachos, but most people it's hard to think bracha acharonis. Did I say it? Did I not say it? But like, you know, there's two types of things. Like you forget a bracha. But often, like let's say you'll be at the chadar ochel and you'll hear someone say a bracha, and then you'll still not do it. So now at that point, like you've consciously made a decision. Not like, oh, I forgot, that person did it. And those are life defining moments, and what you're going to be, like the kind of person you're going to be, whether you're in a Haredi yeshiva or not next year, are relevant. The kind of person you're going to be, what's up, man? Is defined by these life defining moments. When I was Shana Aleph on the group flight, you know, they still have that. They had group flights. So when we had a group flight, I think everyone met at JFK. Like, really, I think the whole yeshiva was on the flight. But we, you know, you're on the flight, and it's like one of those that, like, you basically, you know, if you sleep a lot, there's not a lot of time to put on tefillin, and you don't really realize. And, like, at the end of the flight, I realize there's, like, I don't know, like an hour left to the day, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to yeshiva for the year. I want to make the most. Like, should I put on my tefillin? I was like so distressed. Stop eating so healthy. Richard's not even here. Jeez, have the pancakes. And I'm like, should I put on my tefillin or should I not put on my tefillin? And you know, like, and I'm like literally on the plane, like, or should I just go back to sleep? And for like 5 minutes, and I was only awake for like 20 minutes this entire flight. So like for five of those 20 minutes, I'm like really going back and forth. Do I do it or do I not do it? Should I put it on? Should I not put it on? Really battling. Should I do it or not? And I ultimately decided I'm gonna put it on. And I really do believe my entire year in Israel was changed by that, because that was a life defining moment. Timothy, like, shaking his head. No, it's a life defining moment, Timothy. You're gonna have them. We're always thinking of something else. We're always thinking. I'm testing you after all the stories. Life is about that. Life is about when that moment comes, what am I going to do? And it happens daily, but it'll be bigger and smaller. But that's like really making the most. Why don't I just talk for a few minutes about tefillin? You know, when I was in high school, we used to play games with our tefillin. Tefillin has a lot of like dual purposes. So I haven't done this since high school, but used to have like, you know, you take the strap, and like I feel like really like not green blessed I am. So we used to have like those, like we'd play like our tefillin is our weapon. Not like that we'd take like the, you know, the bat and like hit someone in the head, like they could literally kill a person. But like, you know, we would take the straps and we would play like some intense games with our tefillin. And we also used to have races. I haven't never been so quick at putting on tefillin, and still not. But you had people who were really quick. But the game was basically like when they got to you wasn't you showed up to Daniel Brachos. You waited till Yishtabach, and when the Chazan said Yishtabach, then you started putting it on, and you had to see if you could have it on before Barthu. That was the game. Whatever the competition was, whatever the bet was. But those were the games. At some point in my life, I grew up and realized that although it's true, tefillin could be like, you know, there could be like Olympics of tefillin. There's like so many different things that you can create. Trying to like, you know, like shirts like this, how to get it on without ripping it. Like, there's a lot of things you could do with tefillin. But at a point, I realized that, you know, probably when Hashem gave the commandment to put on tefillin, he wasn't thinking like how many people you could give a black eye with tefillin. He probably had different meanings and really understanding tefillin. But I was thinking this morning. You know, for those of us that are mocked, we put on tefillin at Shacharis, you know, which, you know, we all should do. That if you think about your day, it's really the first thing that you do. I understand you wake up, you do until you die and go to the bathroom. I get that, but it's really like our day is starting with Shacharis, and with Shacharis is starting with putting on tefillin. It's the exact first thing that you do, and everything's so different. If like at 7:55 you have your tefillin on and you're ready to go, like that's just like a lot different than trying to like hide that I'm not embarrassed when I'm putting it on at 3:30 for mincha. Like it's defining your point. You're saying I have an opportunity to begin my day with kedusha. Like, wherever you're going to be in your life, and especially, you know, when you get to that point when you're starting to work, you know, work's like a little different than yeshiva. Okay, fine. So we all know like Shulman's gonna wake up at 3 a.m. and learn for a good 4 hours before chakras. Or not even go to bed. He may never go to bed. He may never sleep again in his life. It's currently what I feel like I'm going through right now, not sleeping. But, okay, fine. For the rest of us that aren't children, who are going to wake up like at a normal time and aren't going to learn for like 4 hours and maybe doing like 10 daf every day before chakras, the first thing we're going to do is tefillin. That's the first thing. We're mamish beginning our day with that. Which means there's definitely something important. It's starting off with a bang. There's getting that day going. That, oh, I got my first mitzvah. I didn't start my first mitzvah at 11:30 in the morning. You know, you guys are good. You're all here. You guys are consistently here. You know, there's other people that might need a little bit of chizik for you know, in those regards. I've said this before, but it bears repeating. In probably like a week or two, three, whatever it'll be, Rav Asher is going to send out a survey. He's going to send out a survey of, like, you know, various questions, what people plan to do. And then at some point when yeshiva's over, there'll be a meeting for all the staff where he's going to show the survey results. And I don't really care about anything. There could be, whatever there'll be, whatever amount of people say. There's a couple of reasons I don't like the survey. Number one, I'm not like macabre that people are being honest enough, so the survey is pretty useless. So unless you're being honest, and nor do I believe that you really know what life's ahead of you. But, you know, whatever, I'll say 5-10 people say, I'm not going to keep Shabbos, I'm not going to keep kosher. That doesn't bother me. I don't know if they do about intermarriage. Like, that doesn't bother me. I plan to watch porn every day. That doesn't bother me. Like, none of this stuff bothers me. But when we get to, like, whatever amount say they plan not to put on tefillin, it gets me so angry, and that's not going to be 100%. That gets me so angry. Because everything else, I totally, totally resonate with. Maybe, I mean, again, growing up in New York and living in Ramat Beit Shemesh, like, kosher versus non-kosher, like, it's a hard thing for me to resonate with just because, I have no idea, but it's not so hard to get kosher food. I think kosher food tastes good, so, you know, besides that, like, I don't resonate so much, but, like, I get Shabbos, I get, like, looking at things you shouldn't, like, I totally, totally get that. That makes perfect sense. Call being a human being, like, yeah, I want to know what's going on, like, whatever, you know, whatever game is going on, like, I want to know what's going on in the Ranger game on Shabbos. I totally, totally get that. It makes perfect sense to me. But when you're not putting on tefillin, it's just sheer laziness. All you have to do is, like, you're basically telling God, I have no interest in anything with you. Because this isn't a taiva. When you violate Shabbos, you're not telling God, I have no interest. You're telling God, I have a yetzer hara that I can't beat. Okay. Got to work on that. You got to beat your yetzer hara. Okay, that's why we have yeshiva. We have self-building thing. There's a lot of work to do that. But that's not you telling God, I have no interest in you. When you don't put on your tefillin, is you telling God, I can't find 5 minutes. I'm not saying go to like a 2-hour minyan. I'm not saying be shomer waking up at 3 and having your going to vasik and having your tefillin on like, you know, at the earliest possible. I don't know what you're doing now, but at the earliest possible zman. We're not saying that. But at some point between the earliest time you put on tefillin and sunset, which is like at least like 11 hours on every single day, and is wake, okay, and is waking hours, like, you know, it's not like night hours. It's like I have no interest, and that gets me so angry because it's like the easiest thing to do. And even more, like, some people, you know, come back to thank God I grew up in an Orthodox family. But some people, you're gonna go back to like bad situations. One second, that it'll be very, very hard. Like, it could be like, I don't know, like, my parents, like, we kept Shabbos. Like, it's not like, oh, don't turn on the TV, and, like, it becomes uncomfortable. Like, I didn't have any level of uncomfortability when I got home. But people do have that. But I would bet my salary, which isn't so much, but I would bet my salary that not one of your parents were willing to pay $30,000 for you guys to be in yeshiva and are going to give you a hard time about being in your bedroom and putting on film for 5 minutes. They might be willing to pay $30,000 and will give you a hard time when you tell them don't turn on TV on Shabbos. That is possible. They're like, no, I want to turn on TV, go fly a kite. That I can totally, totally get. But if they really tell you, I don't want you to put on tefillin, well, someone's got to talk to them because there's just a lot more they could do with their money than having you be in the yeshiva. They could have sent you like on any other experience, you know, and not sent you to yeshiva. So I don't think that's going to be what's going to bother them. So it's purely... And I'm not saying anyone here doesn't put on tefillin, but it's purely on each and every one of you. And I'm not even saying the davening. I get davening's hard. Davening doesn't resonate. Davening's long. We're bare minimum here, Simon Tov. Bare minimum Jews. We are bare minimum. 5 minutes a day. It's all the thing. 5 minutes. Put on. Say Shema, Shmona Esrei. Say it really fast. Take it off. Maybe 7 minutes. Like, we're not talking about, like, you know, overindulging. Like, if you look at your screen time, like, you're able to see, like, what you do. I'm sure you do plenty of other things for, you know, and I am myself also. You know, I'm a YouTube, I'm a Netflix person. I can relate. I'm going to tell my Spider-Man Netflix story after the recording. Crazy, so annoying. But like, I'm with it. Like, I totally, totally get it. Seven minutes a day. Seven minutes a day. You know, there's people that are blessed. Not blessed in the sense of like, they actually like feel anything, but blessed they can say they've never missed a day at tefillin. I really am a believer. There's a great, great story I heard recently about Shlomo Carlach was in some random community in Texas. So that means like not Dallas or Houston. Like some really random place I'd never heard of before. Shabbat morning, he goes to the mikvah. Okay. This guy shows up in a limo to go to the mikvah. Okay, comes out of the mikvah. The guy tells him, "You're probably wondering what I'm doing here." Like, yeah, like, you know, I don't judge, but like, yeah, it's not so common. People like violate Shabbos to go to the mikvah. He said that when he was younger, he was whatever the Rebbe was, the Hasidic Rebbe, he was at a tish, and the Rebbe said, "I don't care. God doesn't care about anything you've done in the past, the future. He only cares about now." And that guy said, "You know, I don't keep Shabbos. I've eaten on Yom Kippur. I've driven a car in Yom Kippur. But right now, my craving is to go to the mikvah, and I'm going now. I'm violating Shabbos to go to the mikvah. But that's where my desire is, and I'm going to do it right now." That's what life is. Life is about living in the now, not worrying about, oh, if I miss a day in the past, and not worrying about, like, when I'm 83, am I still going to put it on? But committing to, if you do it every day, is an easy commitment. And if you haven't, committing to, I am putting on tefillin every day, because I'm saying, God, I'm giving you bare minimum. I'm not, you know, we're not talking about going to the mirror. We're not talking about, like, you know, living in Meir Sharm with 11 kids all, you know, going around in the morning, putting out your hand. We're not talking about, like, crazy lifestyle adjustments. 7 minutes. 7 minutes of putting on tefillin every day, of making it a part of you, of feeling like when they say at the bar mitzvah, you should feel his chashuv, you should feel it every day, like you feel every day when you put on tefillin, like you feel like you felt that first time that you put it on. Commitments. Life is about choices. If you are a person that has any struggle, but it happens to be this is what we're talking about today. If you have that struggle, oh, should I do it or should I not do it? And again, like, not because of the Rav Zatzal going to know if I put on my tefillin. Who gives a rat's rear end if Rav Zatzal cares or knows if you put on tefillin? It doesn't mean jack. You're doing it for yourself because you're committing. I'm committing to every day. This is what I'm taking on. For one, it's not all that hard. And number two, there is no Yetzer Hara connected to it. You could say something else, like you have a, like, if you, just imagine you're, like, addicted to pastries, but you can't eat the kosher muffin. It makes you vomit, and the non-kosher muffin is olam haba for you. That's really, really hard. That's a really, really big challenge for you. That's not a laziness thing. That's your stomach feels a certain thing. Like a pregnant woman, when they, like, tell you, my wife, or four pregnancies, she was not a crazy pregnant woman. But you have women who, like, yeah, I need you to go to, like, B'nai Brak to go get me, you know, a piece of potato cocoa there, because that's what her stomach is doing. That's science. It's not, you can't do anything about that. Your stomach is repulsed by the kosher pastry and needs the non-kosher food. Okay, what are you going to do? But there's no yates or horror when you don't want to put in your tefillin. It's not like, oh, I don't want, it's laziness. It's because I'm not willing to commit. We're committing a little bit. And for those of you that are doing it, you take it to the next level. I'm going to start to feel more. Dare I say a crazy thing? Not to talk batala when you have your tefillin on. Not to be looking at things when you have your tefillin on. Okay, let's go to the next level. Everyone, you know, we're rising above, you know, bare minimum Judaism. That's how we get to, like, you know, growth-oriented Judaism, all rising above. But for the next day, week, month, year, you know, whatever it is, but wherever you're holding with tefillin, committing to, I'm taking it to the next level. And as it's Hashem, through that, we're gonna see kedusha with our tefillin, and understand that's the first thing we do in our day. It is not a thing to do at 3:30. That doesn't mean if a guy's putting it on at 3:30, any one of you should be the person that's telling them not to put it on. But they should get blasted, not by one of you, but somebody should blast them because it's not a good mahalach. It's still better than not putting it on at all. But you know, we're still. But again, so if you're a person, you know, when I worked at YU, this guy, whatever, he put on tefillin every day at mincha. He put on tefillin. I was, like, so inspired. But then, like, you know, about tshuva, whatever he was doing, like, for him that was, like, a major, major step. I have higher aspirations for every person in this room, but we're going back to basics. You're all on an individual thing. It doesn't matter if I'm going to get credit if I put on my tefillin. I can't imagine that's really a rule here, but it doesn't matter whatever the rule is. Everyone on their own individual level, wherever you are holding with tefillin, You're committing to being better with tefillin and seeing the kedusha through our tefillin.
Shkayach.